Welcome to Your Career Doctors on Grapevine Radio. I'm Barbara Jackson, your host.
And I'm Lee Miller.
Your Career Doctors is all about taking control of your career.
It's about providing you, both on the show and on our website, yourcareerdoctors.com, the information, contacts, skills, and tools you need to take control of your career.
Career Doctors is also about providing access to experts, like our guest today, Andrea Nierenberg. Lee, why don't you tell us a little bit about our guest?
Andrea Nierenberg is president of the Nierenberg Group and the author of the groundbreaking book, Nonstop Networking, How to Improve Your Life, Luck, and Career. This is one of those books that everyone ought to have on their career library. Andrea is a sought-after speaker and consultant. She's been called the Queen of Network, and we're thrilled to have her with us today.
Welcome, Andrea, and thanks for being our guest on Your Career Doctors on Grapevine Radio.
Welcome, Andrea.
Thank you, Lee.
I'm glad to have you on the show.
Thank you so much.
So tell me, what is networking?
Networking is a misunderstood word. I think of it as a state of mind, and it's really a strategy because it's creating connections with people, and it's not about getting. It's about giving first, and if you're lucky enough down the road, maybe something will come back.
So why is networking important to someone who wants to take control of their career?
Because what happens is the more connections that we have and the people that we can call on because we've been a resource or a help to them, they can help open doors for us.
Okay, so what if you already have a great job and you're happy with your job, why do you need to network?
Well, one of the reasons is, which is very interesting, is internal networking in organizations, because when we build alliances with people in other departments, when we network with our staff, with the people, it's really about communication skills. So, as I always say, that it's really connecting with people. Doors open up a lot easier when you know people that will help you. And my tagline about networking is always that the opposite of networking is not working. That every time you meet somebody, you can either learn from them or be a resource to them. And just recently, a woman said to me, you know, I never returned calls from people in my company because I figured they'd call me. I never built relationships with people, and it was time for me to get the pink slip. There was nobody around to help me.
So you want to network not only internally but with externally when you're happy in your job?
All the time. I mean, it's really communication skills. People should, again, it's the networking isn't about getting. It's about sharing. It's about learning from people. It's about helping. And that's the key thing, if you can give. I mean, everywhere we go, we always meet people and connect. And people say, how'd you get that job? Oh, someone referred me. Or someone will say, where did you decide to go on vacation? Well, someone referred this, or someone decided to tell me about that. Because we believe in people, trusted advisors. Plus, it's much easier for someone else to sell or market you than for you to do it yourself because they believe and trust you. So the idea is that, you know, it's always that credibility factor.
So you really want to start networking before you need anyone's help.
Well,
that's right?
The key thing. I always say that we are already all networking, whether we realize it or not. Some people, again, think of it as a negative term because in the past, too many people were always tuned into that number one radio station, unfortunately, WIIFM, What's in It for Me?
Mm-hmm.
And too often people only reach out to other people when they need somebody. And need something. That's negative networking. That's why I look at it more about giving first, being a resource, so that you don't have to, when you need something for somebody or you have to ask a question or a favor, you've already built that relationship, so it's not just asking for something and not have given before.
That's great. Now, in your book, you talk about 12 techniques to use when it's time to network.
Right.
Can you describe a few of those for us?
Absolutely. The reason I said that in my first book is that too often people think that they have to network at an event, a meeting, a cocktail party, whatever. So I say before you go to one of those things, realizing that everyday life is a networking opportunity, the idea if you go to something, set a goal before you go and realize that, you know, even if you're a shy person, which, for example, I'm really an introverted person, so I'm a learned extrovert, that I set a goal before I go. That I'd like to meet a couple of people, learn something about them, find a way to connect with them, and find a way to follow up. And I always ask somebody when I meet them, how do I know when I'm speaking to somebody you might be interested in or who would be a good contact for you? What am I really doing? Building rapport with the other person. So what I'd like to do is when I go into something, I think of what's my 20-second introduction, because too often people forget that when they say to somebody, somebody will say, what do you do? And we give them a title. And it's almost like reading the a paper, like in New York, I always say the New York Post. What makes you pick that paper up? The headline. So what do you say that tells somebody what you do in a way that they say, tell me more?
Can you give me an example of that 20-second?
Absolutely. Somebody said to me not too long ago, so Andrea, what do? And I said, I take away stage fright. And they looked at me and they said, what? I said, well, what they said to me, they said, tell me more. How do you do that? I said, I'll tell you in a minute, but before I do that, what do you do? They forgot they even asked me what I did. And it turned out that this man was the senior vice president of an organization. And then as we started talking, he said, I said to him, you know how sometimes when you have to have a presentation in front of a new client or when you have to have your salespeople ready or about this, that, I said, you know how you have to get presentations and get them effective? I said, that's what we're brought in to do. Then all of a sudden it clicked.
So what are the characteristics of a great networker?
Somebody who listens well, which is what most people don't do. We hear, but we don't always listen. People, and I usually do an exercise in all my sessions where I show that because our communication is 55% visual. So people, if they really listen when somebody speaks to them and not be tuned into what they want to say automatically, they'll remember somebody's name. They'll also know how to ask them open-ended, high-gain types of questions to build rapport.
What do you mean by an open-ended question?
So something might be, for example, so Lee, tell me, how did you get into the field that you're in? Or what are some of the trends going on? Or what brought you to this event tonight? Things like that, so that I can then say, okay, so how did you get into that field of negotiation? Or what are some of the things that you're doing in this area? Things like that. Too often people just answer questions like very bluntly because we don't ask them anything.
The kind of who, what, where, when, how type of questions.
Those kinds of things. And another thing is that people like to talk about who more than anybody. I mean, it's true. So when you do ask people questions with sincerity, and that's the key. I'm a huge believer. This all got to be done with sincerity. But what happens is you start to develop some rapport and interest.
Well, can you learn to be a better networker?
Absolutely. Everyone can learn.
Okay.
Again, if you want to learn. If you do it with sincerity, and I'm all about that. When people hire me or ask me to speak on that, I'm all about, you know what, you've been doing this all along. The idea is we just never have thought of that. But there are things you can do every day in your life, you know, staying in touch with people, creating connections for other people. And I always say there's five things you can do every single day to really make it seamless in your life every day.
What are those five things?
Okay, one thing is nurture your current network. Everyone's got one. When you think about your clients, your contacts, people you do work with, people that work with you, your friends, family, just to stay in touch with them. So are we in touch? Do we send them a note? Do we call them an email? Things like that, just to be in touch, just staying in touch, seeing people in our life. And I always say find out the person's preferred method of communication. If somebody's more email, email them. If they're more of a phone mail person, call them. Write people handwritten notes, things like that, and see them. Second is listen and learn. And I always collect vital information from people every day because I know that someday that information, somebody else will need it. I have tons of stories about that. So it's listening, really focus on listening. Third is fine. Yes?
I was going to say, who do you want to have in your network?
You want to have people in your network. This is a great one. Up, down, sideways, and across. Too often in companies, people only know how to network which one way, up. And that, you know, that line about they kiss up and they kick down. The reality is you want to develop relationships up, down, sideways, and across. Everyone's important.
Okay. Well, how do you network at an event or a meeting?
Okay, you go. You're prepared when you get there. You have your 20-second introduction. You have some icebreaker questions. You decide you walk up to people. And what I do is I always say to the person in front of me in the line, behind me, I'll also go over to somebody who might be standing alone because that's another way. And then very often I will see people, you know, when you walk into a room and everybody's in clusters, instead of going over and talking just to my friends, which I will also talk to my friends, but what I'll also do is if I see a group, I will just walk up to them. And I'll stand. And again, not two people because they're in personal conversation, but if it's three or more, I will walk up and I do this a lot. I'll say, you know, hi. I'm new here. I hope you don't mind if I jump in and just introduce myself. To this date, no one has ever said go away. They may have thought it, but what happened is people have said to me that, you know, you have a lot of courage to do that, but we get into conversation. Again, it has to work for the person's personality.
Well, is there a right way to ask for a favor from someone in your network?
Only when you've built up the relationship, because too often the reason people give networking a bad name is people only call them when they need something. So, for example, when I had been interviewed once by one of the newspapers in New York, they said, what are some of the questions? I said, before I want to call somebody and ask for a favor, I do a couple of things. First, I might send them a handwritten note and say, I would like to call you next week and ask your advice on something. Or I might email them and first set it up so they're not taken by surprise. So that's one key thing. And then when I call them, I say, is this an okay time to talk? And I don't put them on the spot. The key thing is too many people don't call people back because they feel like they've just been, you know, kind of, you know, used. And that's the key thing.
Good. To wrap up, if you had to summarize in a word or a sentence what networking is all about, what would that be?
Creating connections to last a lifetime.
Good. I understand, Andrea, you have a new book that just came out.
It'll be out next week.
Want to tell the audience a little bit about it?
It's called Million Dollar Networking. It's the sure guide to find, grow, and keep your business. And what I've done is taken everything that I talk about all the time and just gone more in depth about finding business relationships and connections, how to grow them, and then how to keep them.
Well, Andrea, that sounds great. And I really appreciate your helping our listening audience make their way through the vast and complicated field of networking. I really liked the idea of thinking about networking as giving first. It sure feels a lot more comfortable to me to think about it that way.
You know what? And I appreciate your saying that, because that is the key. And that's exactly what's on both of my books. It's about giving first.
Great.
And if you give yourself that permission, it also makes it a lot more fun.
I bet it would, and probably less scary. So I'm going to get both of your books, Nonstop Networking and Million Dollar Networking, and will you autograph them for me?
I'll be happy to do that.
Would that be terrific?
Because one of the things I forgot to say is the real great networkers always remember to follow up and follow up fast.
Good tip.
Okay. Everyone out there, I would love to be able to do that.
We'll have everyone out there go to our website and yourcareerdoctors.com, and they'll be able to click on and purchase both for your books.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, but definitely for all of you, because I really appreciate it. So thank you.
Well, thanks for having us here.
Pleasure.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, it's a great interview with Andrea. And right now, we're going to take a short break to hear from our sponsors, ReadyMinds, the career counseling specialist. But stay tuned, because we'll be right back.
Feeling alone in your career search? Not sure of which career direction you want to pursue? Maybe you have a direction, but you still need some assistance. An ideal solution would be a personalized career counselor or coach right at your fingertips and phone, wouldn't it? Someone who could immediately relate to you and to your situation without spending hours upon hours reviewing your experiences? Well, you know what? There is such a thing. Welcome to ReadyMinds, an organization created to assist you. Yes, you. One-on-one, in the privacy of your own surroundings, you'll work with ReadyMinds online and via the telephone. Whether you need resume assistance, job search assistance, or an industry review, your personalized ReadyMind counselor matches your skills, your values, and your interests to assist in your career planning. You heard me, career planning, not job finding. So let's get serious and find the right career fit, and then locate the best position for you starting today. Take control now. Find your answers. When you're ready, call ReadyMinds at 1-800-225-8248 or visit their website at www.readyminds.com. You'll get personalized guarantee from the company's CEO, and if you mention Your Career Doctors, you'll receive a 10% discount.
Welcome back to Your Career Doctors on Grapevine Radio. I'm your host, Barbara Jackson. I'm here with our co-host, Lee Miller. Now, Lee, I have to ask you, how do you go about finding time to network? You're such a busy guy. How do you fit this in?
Well, there's no such thing as finding time. You have to make time because it's the most important thing that I do for my career. Every week, I set a goal for myself that I will network with at least that many people.
Okay, so I have to stop you. So let me see if I have this picture. Like, you're brushing your teeth in the morning. You say, I'm going to talk to 4 people today.
Well, Barbara, you do a to-do list, right?
Yeah.
Well, at the beginning of the week, as part of my to-do list, I say, this week I'm going to contact 4 people, 2 old friends, and 2 new ones.
And do you literally write their names down? You say, I'm going to talk to Bob and Joe, or do you say, I'm going to talk to somebody in the pharmaceutical industry?
Both. I mean, sometimes I say, these are the people I'm going to talk to, and sometimes I say, you know what, I want to find 2 people in the pharmaceutical industry who I need to network with this week.
You know, I understand what Andrea meant. If you think about networking as giving first, that somehow is a lot more comfortable to me, because otherwise it might feel like I was using my friends, but I understand it's not. Networking is a good thing. Networking is about giving back. It's not just about taking.
Yeah, and if you give, then when you do need a favor, someone will be very happy to help you.
Okay, well, for somebody who doesn't know where to start, I mean, maybe they're a mom returning to work and they've been out of the workforce for a long time, so they don't have any friends in the pharmaceutical industry, and they can't pick up the phone and call Joe, and they didn't have a great alumni association like you did at Harvard that they can call. I mean, how do they get started networking?
Well, actually, everyone has a network, and they should start with the network of the people they already know. You have a network at your church, at your synagogue, or your PTA, or your high school classmates, or your college alumni, or any of the professional organizations that you belong to.
Okay, but let me give you a tougher example. What if we've just moved? Maybe my spouse has been transferred, and I've moved to a town where I know no one. I don't have any family there. Maybe I don't even have any kids. Maybe I'm not lucky enough to be a soccer mom. Maybe they're all in college. So how am I going to start networking?
Well, you start by joining some of those organizations. You also see if any of the organizations you already belong to have chapters in your area, and you call your old network, the people in your old neighborhood, and see which of your friends know someone in your new area. You'll be amazed that 6 degrees of separation, many people who you know already will know people in your new area. Just have to ask.
And you know what? I bet you would do that anyway. If I were moving, in fact, the last time I did move, I asked my friends in Boston who they knew in Providence where I was moving to, because I didn't want to go to a city and know absolutely no one. So you're right. I networked. I just didn't think about it that way.
Yeah, and that's the key, is you need to actually think about networking and actually go out of your way and say, this week I'm going to network with X number of people, and go out and do it.
Okay. Well, so last week when we were talking about interviewing, you told us that that was probably the most important thing that we could do, is know how to interview in order to take control of our career. Are you changing your mind? Do you think networking is more important now than interviewing?
Well, when it comes to your career, Barb, it's not about having this skill or that skill. To be in control of your own career, you want to have all the key skills. Networking, interviewing, negotiating, and all of those skills can be learned.
And I can read Andrea's book.
That's a good place to start.
In fact, I could read both her books.
There you go.
I'd like that billion-dollar networking title. How do you practice networking, though? You gave us some tips on practicing interviewing. You said, you know, just go on some job interviews where you don't really care if you get the job, or get your friends to do some practice interviewing with you. How do you practice networking?
Well, you practice with your friends. Again, that is networking, when you contact your friends and give. I mean, how hard is it to pick up an article that you know one of your friends might be interested in and send it to them, saying, I thought you might be interested. A lot of good networking is just keeping in touch with the people you know, and, of course, trying to make new friends. And that's the joy of networking, is your network becomes your friends, and they're there to help you when you need it.
So let me see if I get this. So when you're making that list of 4 people every week while you're brushing your teeth, you're not just thinking of 4 people that you can get to do favors for you. You're really thinking also of which 4 people can I do something for this week.
Absolutely, because remember what Andrea said. Networking is really about giving.
So I really need to turn this on the head. I need to say to myself, okay, what can I do today for somebody else? How many people can I help today?
Exactly.
Okay, that's a good tip. And that's going to probably get me those interview opportunities if I ever need them.
Well, that's the reason why you build your network before you ever need it.
Good point. Now, also at the break, I heard you ask Andrea if she'd do a blog on our website, yourcareerdoctors.com, just about networking. Did she agree to do that?
Yes, she did.
Wow. That's great. So, you know what? That brings to my mind the idea that perhaps we could get some practice networking going by asking our listeners when they go after they finish reading Andrea's blog to go over to the network area on the website and use that discussion board to begin networking.
Yeah, that's another tool that we're offering our listeners is our own networking area where they can actually network. So why don't you describe that to our listeners, Barb?
Well, a networking board or a discussion area is not a chat room, so we don't want anybody to be fearful that, you know, bad people are going to come find them or that they have to stay online 24/7. It's really a place where you can post some listings and ask some questions and get some feedback. And I know you've probably done that in the past, Lee.
Sure, I have. And you know, while it seems a little odd at first to be doing it, it's easy once you get the hang of it. So, Barb, why don't I just post a few questions about networking to get our listeners started?
Okay, maybe you can give us those four questions that you ask yourself while you're brushing your teeth. I'd sort of be curious to know what they are.
Okay, maybe I will.
Okay. Another item on our website, Lee, is the job application for Your Career Doctor's Job Seeker of 2005, our contest. And I think you actually got that loaded last night, didn't you?
Well, I wrote it, but I had our web designer, miles6.com, post it for us. It's really a simple form. Just give us your work history, and in 100 words or less, tell us why you should be our job seeker for 2005.
And this is something that we're going to ask people to do electronically. We don't want you mailing anything. We want you emailing something to us. So, Lee, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about the contest?
Okay, let's start with the prize. Now, if you're chosen, what you're going to get is career coaching from Barb and I, as well as from our cadre of other coaches. You'll have access to advice from experts like Andrea. You'll have access to our online CD-based training on interviewing, negotiating, computer skills, and whatever else you need from our training partner, Macau Corporation. And you'll have access to the best available career tools to help you get the job you want.
Well, that's a great package. They can apply starting November 1st, but when are we going to announce the winner?
December 7th.
And what happens after they win? We're not giving them a job, right?
No, they don't get a job, but they get our help in getting the job that they really want, but it's ultimately all your responsibility to take control of your own career, and in the same way, it's the responsibility of our Job Seeker 2005 to get the job. We're there to help and support.
And we're going to let them be on the radio. We're also going to ask them to do some blogs.
Right. They're going to have to keep a blog of their job-seeking experience.
Because they're really going to be sort of the guinea pig for everybody else out there looking for jobs this quarter. So good luck to all of our listeners. You can send us your application starting on November 1st. We're going to look them over for a month and figure out who should be the job seeker for 2005. So good luck. Lee, do you have a career doctor's career prescription for us this week?
I certainly do. My career prescription for the week is set a networking goal for yourself. Every week, make sure you do something to network with one, two, or three people who you want to get to know better. Remember, it's never too early to start networking for your future. So get started today.
Well, that's really good, Lee. We can do that while we're all brushing our teeth and making our dentists happy. And since that's a good thing, we'll all have great teeth when we go on those interviews. What are we going to talk about next week?
Next week, we're going to talk about interviewing, how you make yourself stand out from the rest of the crowd and get someone to say, you're hired.
Well, we all want to hear those words. This has been Your Career Doctors, Barbara Jackson, and Lee Miller at Grapevine Radio. Thanks for listening. Remember, it's your life, your career, and your choice.